Hello and welcome to Thank You Life 101's Podcast of the Ages, all about relationship, addictions, and much more. Hosted by Stefan Oscar Neff, CEO of Thank You Life 101, and podcast host under Big Bang Sound. Be right back with the host right after this. Hello and welcome, everyone. I'm so happy and grateful you're listening to my podcast today. Today's topic is, how did I use my weakness to an opportunity for change? So how did I use my weakness to an opportunity for change? Now, we all may have, and some, for me personally, I had weaknesses. I was always afraid of especially women with strong personalities. And my wife's one of them. I was always afraid of making mistakes, not knowing what I was going to say, do, or act like. And this came into my life all the time. I would feel nervous, uncomfortable. Men, I didn't have an issue with. I didn't. But with women, I did. And that all comes from my mother. She was had such a strong personality. Every time I would question what she was doing, she would always say, no, 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 Stefan, no, no. And this drove me crazy when I was a kid. And when I became an adult, these people came into my life, especially women, strong women. And I would always be this person that always say yes. Yes, you're right. Yes, you're right. So how did I take this opportunity and the weakness and move it into an opportunity for change? That I can speak no matter who I'm speaking to and not have this happen in my life. How did I do this? It's not about them. It's about myself. So it's not about them. It's about myself. They're just doing something they want to do. They're just speaking their truth. If I didn't make sense, or if I wasn't more clear in how I wanted to present myself or what I wanted, then they're going to question me and ask me questions because I'm showing weakness. So I shifted this, that it's not them, it's me. And all of a sudden, this feeling of change came over me. I'm like, oh, I don't have to feel this way. Why? It's because it's not about them. It's about me. And sometimes I still get this because I feel nervous, especially if it's even a stronger woman. But I still can not feel this way. I don't have to feel nervous or uncomfortable because it's not about them attacking me, and that's what I thought. I thought they were attacking me, especially if I didn't make sense. I could back it up and I could say, okay, I'm not making sense. Let's clear this up. Let's make sense of this. So what doesn't make sense to you? And they would tell me, and I would say, okay, let's clear it up. Instead of getting all nervous and then shutting down. Because that's what I would do. I would shut down. I would actually say, never mind. Never mind. Didn't mean nothing. Or, you don't need to hear about it. It's not your problem. I'm not talking about you. I would have so many excuses to shut it down. But if I had this communication skill, yes, it's a skill, but the skill is not about me. It's not about them, it's about me. And when I cleared that up, it changed my life. There's different moments we all have. Some people, it happens to be men. If it's a man, it means they have a father issue. For me, I didn't have an issue with my father. My father wasn't very nice. But with strong women, I had. especially when somebody asks me this question, especially a woman. So what do you want? How are you going to do it? What's your plan? Because I never had to create a plan. I just winged it through life. I just made it happen somehow on a hope and a prayer that it would happen. Would never actually structure a plan. Now I structure a plan of how I'm going to do things. I make a list. And then I create a process. And then a plan towards finishing each process. This is those steps towards success that I've learned over the years of creating success in my own life. Is everything has, there is always a reason why things happen. And if you have a plan for each of these processes, you can always create this internal care for yourself. I am always one step ahead of myself. I'm creating this amazing energy towards what I want. I'm much clearer than I was. Instead of always not knowing what I'm going to do next. So now I know exactly what I'm doing each day, each moment almost. There's certain moments that I'm just relaxed and not doing much, but that's my downtime. That's my relaxation time so that I don't need to think. But when I'm doing a process or a facilitating, I have it all planned out, exactly what I'm going to say and do and ask questions. What questions am I going to ask? And when I'm dealing with addictions, with people with addictions, then I can ask them the questions. Why do you want to have these feelings in your life? Especially, and now if I can ask women, and if they get flustered like I was, then I can ask them a question again. And then asking, how do you want to create change in your life? What's the process for you? What does it look like? And this is what I would ask people, those questions. It's much easier than not knowing already the questions I want to ask. That makes sense. We're always asking questions so it makes sense to us. So then we can ask the next question. And I do this with my son, with people that I'm always meeting. I'm asking them questions to interpret what I want to know, because I want to know the answer. That's the key. I want to know the answer because then it makes clarity within me. So I'll be right back with a recap right after this. This podcast has been brought to you by Big Bang Sound and Thank You Life 101, all about personal growth, about creating clear clarity within your life. One step forward, never one step backwards. Be right back with the host right after this. Hello and welcome back. Well, let's get started with the recap. Today's topic was, how did I use my weakness to an opportunity for change? So I understood, so number one is I understood what my weakness was. Number two is accepting my weakness. It's huge when you accept that in your life. When we move forward, never backwards, we're always moving forward. These situations always release from our lives. Especially when we accept them. Especially, that's the key. Accepting them and moving forward. So I'm so happy and grateful for everybody listening to my podcast today. Remember, always live the life that you've always wanted, desired, and dreamed of. Everybody have a fantastic day. Bye-bye for now. And we're out.